What did you want to be when you were a kid? Most of us go through some kind of progression, maybe from fireman to rock star to astronaut, and then eventually we arrive at accountant or lawyer. And at any age, what we think is a great profession is based on our assumptions of what makes for a rewarding career. Emily Stewart grew up dreaming of being a singer, bright lights, performing West Side Story, but then she stumbled onto something else.
I wanted to be on Broadway. That's what I wanted to do. But there's this woman from my hometown, from Huntsville, Alabama, who's an incredible opera singer. And she would give these recitals in this little church in my hometown. You very rarely have an opportunity to sit kind of that close to someone of that caliber and hear something that intimate. And it was the first time I'd ever been moved to tears in like a happy way. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's a religious experience, you know, it's just something else, something transcendent. I was probably 15 years old when I decided, you know, forget Broadway, I'm gonna be an opera singer instead. I went to Indiana and started taking voice lessons and doing that whole thing. The Jacobs School of Music at Indiana is the number one voice program in the country. It's like pretty competitive and people are pretty insane there. It was a pretty cutthroat atmosphere that I wasn't crazy about. So that summer, rather than staying and practicing, I decided to drive to Alaska. They say like every time you access a memory, you actually change it a little bit. And I access this one a lot. So maybe it wasn't as wonderful as I remember it being, but I'm pretty sure it was incredible. I'm pretty sure.
I think that's the 78th
pounder. In Alaska, you've got glaciery mountain peaks and there's this plant called lupin, I think, that's this beautiful purple flower. And then later in the summer, you get fireweed, which only shows up for a short amount of time, but it's this bright kind of red. Yeah, I don't think I can overstate how beautiful it was. It's beyond exhilarating. I remember talking to this tour guide on this glacier hike about why the ice was blue and what happened, like the way it interacted with the light. And that was just like the best conversation I had all summer. And I realized that I hadn't gotten to think about that kind of stuff when I was a singer. I didn't really think about anything. I think there's a kind of fundamental lack of curiosity in becoming a musician. You're not really thinking about the world. You're not really thinking about anything except how to like hone this particular technical skill that you have, and there's really no room for curiosity. So there's this science museum, and I went there once before work to like kill time, and watched this documentary about scientists taking these boats out to this island to like tag foxes. That sounds really stupid, but I just started like sobbing, like watching this, because the idea of being like a scientist, it just looked like so much more amazing than the life that I felt like I was going back to. That was the point when I like really kind of admitted to myself that I didn't want to go back to doing music at all. Yeah. I'd never taken a geology class. I remember going back to school and I was calling up my mom on this payphone in the library and saying, like, I think I'm going to change to a geology major. And she's like, why don't you just, like, take some geology classes and, like, stay in the music school? And that was kind of, like, the normal response. I think most people were pretty horrified. But I knew I couldn't go back to being a musician. That was not an option. So I think maybe the undertow that's been running through this story is that I was raised an atheist, and I've always been an atheist, and so you kind of have to find meaning in other things, and for a while I think music was that kind of transcendent aspect of life. But it's only recently that I've started thinking of geology as actually having some spiritual aspect to it. It allows for like a view of the universe that isn't so like human-centric. You know, you get to think about things on millions and billion year time scales, and that's really fun. So I guess I've been a geologist now for 6 years, and I've gotten to do some really cool stuff. I just finished up my master's degree trying to figure out how old particular microstructures in rocks are. Last summer, I went to Spain and like hiked around in the mountains and picked up rocks. This weekend, I went to this field conference where I was just tromping around Connecticut in the woods looking at rocks and talking to people about them. I've traveled to Newfoundland, all over New England, Spain, California. Yeah, looking at things and thinking about things. And it's been really great. It's been really great so far. But if there's anything that I learned in all of this, it's that people just kind of do something and that maybe you're never actually doing the right thing. So yeah, I'm really enjoying what I'm doing, but I think I don't have the kind of angst associated with like doing the exact right thing anymore. I'm just kind of enjoying things and maybe I could be happy doing a ton of other stuff.
That's Emily Stewart telling her story of becoming a scientist. The original version aired on the podcast Out There, which explores big questions in the great outdoors. David Waters produced this piece.